And I had just a couple verses I wanted to share. And that was out of the verse talking about that God draws a circle. And it's out of Proverbs 8. And in Proverbs 8, it is talking about wisdom and the creation of the world, that wisdom was there. And wisdom says that the Lord created me, wisdom, possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old, I was established. From the beginning, before the earth existed, I was there. When there was no ocean depths, I was born. When there was no fountains or springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled and the hills, I was born. While he had not yet made the earth or the fields or the first dust of the earth. Then here's the verse that shows that God draws circles. And he says in Proverbs 8:27, when he established the heavens, wisdom was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the deep, when he made this firm the skies from above. And then it goes on. You can read that out of Proverbs 8:22 through 31. Talks about the creation of wisdom. What it says, the very first words in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And when I reread that, after reviewing that scripture about how God drew the circle over the deep, I didn't realize that God created the heavens the same time he made the earth. So the earth is just simply a reflection of heaven. God made the earth and he made the heavens at the same time. Is that not amazing? Just think about, he had to make those angels. All the things that God had made. And then it says in verse 2, Genesis 1:2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And what did wisdom do? It says, when he drew a circle on the face of the deep. And the word deep in the Hebrew is talking about the waters. It's talking about the waters that covered the earth. And it says, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. So if you can see that God had his own portal. And that portal was the creation of the heavens and the earth. And when it was without form, it means that there was nothing there. And he created it by looking over, drawing that circle, and speaking into that circle. And you can see that in the beginning, there was the Father. There was the Holy Spirit hovering, and there was Jesus, because he is the Word. The Word was made manifest in John chapter 1, and he was also the light. So in the beginning of creation, we need wisdom, and we need light. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Word of God. So let me give you a couple other versions of Proverbs 8:27 and the circle. Circle in the Hebrew is pronounced wag, and it means circle, compass, sphere, vault of heaven. So in the Young Living translation, which I didn't even really know existed till Pastor LaRue brought it up, and I went, wow, what a treasure. Now I'm looking at it all the time. And listen to what it says. I think it's the literal translation, Young Literal Translation. It says, in his preparing the heavens, I, wisdom, is there in decreeing a circle in the face of the deep. So right in the face of what the circumstances look like, vast darkness, void, without form, useless, in the face of those circumstances, God drew a circle. And he spoke into that portal. And the first thing that was needed was the Holy Spirit, the word being spoken, the light and wisdom. They're all there together. And the Lord, it says about wisdom and the Lord, it says that Jesus Christ in 1 Corinthians 1:30, God has united us with Christ Jesus for our benefit, and God made him to be wisdom itself. And in Colossians 2:3, it says that we understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ himself. In him lie all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They're found in the Lord. Well, let me give you this verse about drawing the circle. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. And it's Proverbs 8:27 in the King James Version. And it says, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep. So what has Pastor LaRue been talking about? He's been talking about dropping the plumb line down. I want to encourage you to be a doer of the word. God has made us as speaking beings in his image. And we have to go up and sit down, because sitting is what kings do. They're in a position of rest and a position of authority. They don't have to toilsome labor. All they have to do is release a decree. Now, the crown is the word atara in Hebrew, but the root of atara is atar. It means to surround. The very root of the word crown means circle. The crown word is actually a diadem, which is an ornament or dignity. But crown, the root atar of atara, is to encircle, to compass. But the Hebrew original root is to surround. So when God was creating the world, he crowned it. He crowned it. It was from top down. That's why we have to go up and speak down. Pastor LaRue was giving a visual of our position in Christ. And so when Paul said the God of peace has crushed Satan underneath our feet, he's second heaven. We are already seated in the third heaven, if you can believe it. And God in Psalm 8 says he has crowned us with glory and with honor. And so I'm going to ask Pastor Chuck, if you'll just stand up. I want to give an example of the crown. If you'll stand right here in the middle. Pastor Chuck is a king, and I just want you to envision this crown on his head. Once you get crowned at the top, okay, every part of him is royalty. That means that he just has to lift his little finger up, and things will start happening. Because he's crowned, and it's from top down. It's from top down. Do you see it? He's encircled with royalty. So the crown is a visible representation that they have authority and power and dignity and honor. And everyone around them knows it. And when we're crowned, when we receive the fullness of the power of God, in other words, and when we know our identity in Christ, people are going to know it. And things are going to start happening. So as kings, we could take authority in our schools. We can take authority in our offices. We can take authority in our homes. We can take authority over sicknesses and disease. We have a sphere of influence. Remember, circle is a sphere. So do not be intimidated by those circumstances, but go up. As it says in Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, come, sit with me until I make your enemies your footstool under your feet. And I send the rod of my strength out of Zion. We're to rule our circumstances from up here. And we have to get this conquered and to do it by faith. When we start meeting with the Lord face to face, we do it by faith. We do it as crowding every other thought out, and we are just totally focused on Him. And He loves it when we center our focus and our attention on the Lord. I'm telling you today that you are royalty. You are crowned. And God is getting ready to show up and to show out His beloved bride and His people. And He's going to do such great and amazing things in this next season. We are to be in His image and His glory, to rule and to reign, but it has caused us to become a praying people. And America is about to have our third great awakening. And we all get to be part of it. And we just thank God that this church be filled with so much glory. We won't be leaving at night. And we'll just be just all on our faces. And cancers will fall out. People, if they're missing their arm, that'll grow out. We will love, that says, just like Tommy Hicks' vision, we're just going to love everyone. We're going to be so filled with love. Because what is His compassion? What it says in Exodus, the Lord, the compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. It's the very DNA and molecules of who He is. And it's so filled with light that all the light will overcome all darkness in our lives. So thank you. God bless y'all.